the Easter egg, the Easter worm, and me. There is a glistening, squiggly brown earthworm hiding just under the Easter egg I'm grabbing from the damp red clay near my grandparents' home in Peterson, Alabama, this bright, sunny Sunday in Alabama, circa 1946. Suddenly, my zeal in finding more treasure than cousins and siblings is placed on hold. Standing frozen, clutching the aqua-dyed, hard-boiled condiment in one hand and a small hand-woven basket in the other, I squint at the alien creature and wonder what it will do now that I've exposed it to a larger reality. I am regarding the earthworm, but I wonder whether it is regarding me. It curls and stretches and begins burrowing into the deeper earth, so I decide that it has no interest in me and my Easter egg. Which end is front? Which is back? How does it eat? How does it even see? I can't help pondering during this extended moment. I know something special has happened, but I cannot quite express what that something special is. Suddenly, I become the worm and begin feeling the soft red clay sliding past my extended exterior. It is getting darker as I leave the sunshine behind and head for home. Is my family waiting for me to relate my adventure? How will I explain my excitement? How will I describe objects that I cannot name? Ma, this gigantic roundish object was on the ground, and I thought I would hide beneath it for a time, but suddenly these five pudgy pale pink worms came down from the sky and just missed squashing me. They lifted the big round thing up to the sky and disappeared. What will Ma say when I tell her this? Will she dismiss the whole thing as something I dreamed up? Will she curl around me and comfort me till I settle down? Can she actually see in the dark? Jimbo, come over here and let's count your eggs, Cousin Jerry yells. I snap out of my tiny worm world and run over to other relatives and family to continue the Easter egg hunt. Later that night, Mother gives me permission to eat the aqua-colored egg. As I crack and peel away the shell, the soft, shiny surface reminds me of the shiny earthworm family I'll never get to know. I silently nibble on the egg and pay secret respects to the critters that surround my small world. The worms that may become fish bait, the fish that may become food, the egg itself that might have become a baby chick, and the worms that, a few decades down the road, may become the diners rather than the dined.